Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in helping companies to retain, engage, and develop their talent. Part of my job is helping leaders to understand the employee experience, how it's going, and what specific actions would really enable their teams to deliver bigger results, to develop new skills, and connect more fully with colleagues and purpose, and finally, to thrive, to feel well and whole and recognized. And I do this not by showing up with the right answers, but the right questions. My job is to help a company's leadership understand not best practices, but right practices, like the ones defined by and for their employees. What are they experiencing today? What's not working well? And what changes do they want to see? These are the answers leadership needs to be looking for. And it's interesting because as I work across industries from tech to pharma to healthcare and retail and finance, there are some pretty darn consistent themes. The buzzword of 2023 so far seems to be anxiety, as in teams are feeling it pretty deeply, and it is having a not so cute drag on their ability to be productive. And this anxiety is stemming largely from the atmosphere of layoffs happening all around us. But the main issue isn't that they're happening, it's how they're happening, as in people are being completely blindsided. We have all seen stories at this point of people finding out they are one of the unlucky ones by a mass email or a Zoom call, or I cannot believe I have to say this, or trying to log into a system only to realize, surprise, your credentials don't work anymore. Too many companies have been playing fast and loose with basic humanity. And even if it's only been a few bad players, we have all heard these horror stories, and it's triggered a real and collective anxiety, a massive loss of trust at work. And nobody can do their best work while they are mentally preparing to fight off the old saber-toothed tiger. So rather than trying to power through this anxious season, let's talk about how we can all play a role in repairing the trust that's been broken. Whether you're a leader or a corporate citizen, we all have a job to do. You know, I've spoken before about the trust triangle. It comes from a Harvard Business Review article written by Francis Frey and Anne Morris. And in it, they explain how trust is built upon three key elements: authenticity, logic, and empathy. I've used this model in programs, and it's a real crowd pleaser because it's super effective. Today, we're going to make it even more simple. In order for us all to participate in a rebuilding of trust at work, we need collectively to do three things and do them well. And here they are. Be real, be clear, and be kind. Seriously, it is that simple.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
So here is how we go. We start by being real. I'm talking to teams who are worrying about layoffs simply because they don't have enough information. They hear these horrible stories on social media and they think, is this what's coming for me? Is my company on the brink? Could my job be on the line? They tell me things like, we've had town halls in the past where senior leaders will grab the mic and tell us a bunch of great news stories. And then days later, we read something totally different in the press. We are all adults. We deserve truth over stories that play well from a stage. So leaders, here's your job. Tell the truth, always, even when it's not the story you wish you had to share. Be present, in person or virtually, but let your team see you in the trenches with them. Never blow smoke. Do not make promises you can't keep. If layoffs are even a remote possibility, don't promise otherwise. And communicate consistently. Even if you have nothing new or riveting to say, silence is always perceived as bad news. And when there are no stories, people start inventing their own, which are always worse than the truth. And citizens, here is your job. Ask your questions. Be direct. Make sure your leaders understand your concerns and curiosity so they can address them. Engage with your leadership. When they make the effort to be present, they have a town hall or an open meeting, show up for it. Give them signals that this is worth their time. And connect with each other. This is a team sport. Your leaders can't be everywhere all at once, so tap into your peer networks for further support and information sharing. Okay, that's how we be real. Next, we need to be clear. Sometimes I see leaders communicate with every intention of being transparent and truthful, but they let themselves get so caught up in wordsmithing and corporate speak that teams are left thinking, what in the bleep did they just tell me? So let's avoid that misstep. And leaders, here's your job. Stop with the corporate speak and branded memos. Like, just say words, unfiltered. Run your messages by a friend or a spouse, someone who doesn't totally speak your language, and then ask them to repeat your ideas back to you. Make sure they're picking up what you're putting down. Tell your teams what they need to know and do. Sometimes we focus so hard on positioning and context and reassurance that we lose sight of the simple facts. When there are instructions, like actions that need to be taken, knowledge that needs to be understood, make sure you state these simply and clearly. And be consistent. Do not contradict yourself. Nothing breaks trust faster than mixed messaging. When you're communicating with your teams, check your last couple of emails, your instructions, your timelines, and make sure that whatever you're saying today aligns to that. And if not, just correct yourself. And citizens, here's your job. Poke holes, respectfully. Assume your leaders are striving for clarity and consistency, but if they offer a timeline or instruction that doesn't make sense, before you assume the worst, just ask for clarification. And join the coalition. Leaders really are, in most cases, doing their best. But you often have more visibility than they do into how your peers are faring. So offer to be a point of insight, a resource to leadership if they have questions about how their messages are being received or where you're hearing questions and concerns on the ground. Okay, so far we've covered be real and be clear. And we're going to wrap up with be kind. No, this isn't kindergarten, but I do feel like a reminder is in order here. Not because leaders are being intentionally malicious, but because I think sometimes they're so focused and anxious about executing that they lose sight of the human impacts layoffs can have. Leaders, as you navigate these challenging times, here is what I ask you to remember. Anxiety is valid, and it's real, and it's human. Please treat it as such. If you're seeing signals like team members who seem distracted or need extra assurances, please address it with respect. Do not dismiss anyone. Deliver bad news with empathy. Again, do not just call IT and tell them to revoke someone's credentials, like ever. But beyond that, really plan out your message. Explain the what and why. Give a team member some space as needed and be present for them. And finally, acknowledge those left behind. If you've had to lay team members off, you likely need those who are remaining to pick up that extra slack. Please remember, this is a lot to ask of them, especially while they're feeling survivor's guilt. You have to honor this. Help them to prioritize, lighten their loads where you can, and let them know that you're hurting too. And citizens, your main job here is to focus on connection. Be with your team members, support them, and invite them to support you. Ask for help without apology, and offer it where you can. We really are all in this together. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com. If your organization could use some help, dialing up its employee experience or delivering some leadership development that activates change. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thank you so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Cameron Lacey.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.